I got involved with Iditarod. I had heard about the Iditarod many years ago when Susan Butcher was winning. And I will say I was one of those people that would go, oh, those poor dogs, you know, like people do today. And so I just kept watching it. And then a couple years ago, Jeff King's dogs got hit by the snow machine. And I started following their rehab, the two that were rehabbed. And I thought, oh, my God, these dogs are fantastic. They are happy as can be. The mushers love them. And so I said, I have to go and see this. So that is how I got to be here. I am here today and involved with the Iditarod because I'm not getting any younger. I'm in good health, so I'm doing what I want to do. And Iditarod was one of them. I'm going to go on to Nome and hopefully get to see him come in. Okay, one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was, normally when you come to Alaska, you are saying, where are the moose? I want to see the moose. Where are the moose? This year we're going, where are the moose? I don't want to see the moose because there's so many in town. It's so funny. You're usually looking for them, but now you're looking for them because you don't want to see them. So that's kind of funny, I think. I know for sure in life is that life is not a dress rehearsal. You gotta get out and do what you want to do when you have the chance to do it.